A lot of fun songs, a lot of uplifting songs in the era. But as we heard from the folks that came before us, and as you've heard probably throughout all of your learning about World War II, we left a lot of souls there. There's a lot of folks that didn't make it back. And it would be just inappropriate in a gathering like this, in a time like this, that we didn't just give a few moments of thought to those who didn't make it home. There was also just a whole lot of great types of music back in World War II. And anybody out there know how to polka? Huh? Come on, let's hear it. Who knows how to polka out there?
You'll be dancing in the aisles.
The aisles aren't real big, but if you want to get up and dance, by golly, you can do that. There was some dark days in that war, and sometimes we didn't know the outcome. And this was a great song. It was written back in 1943 when there started to be just a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And I think my favorite line from this song is, "We will give a mighty cheer when a ration book is just a souvenir." How about it, ladies? Right. Let's sing the victory polka.
There's gonna be a hallelujah day when the boys have all come home to stay. And a million bands begin to play. We'll be dancing the victory polka. And when we lift the torch of liberty in each black-dot land, United Nations in review. When this lovely dream has all come true, we'll be dancing the victory polka.
Dance, dance, dance the victory polka.
Join, join the merry throng.
Sing, sing, sing the victory polka.
Raise your voices loud.
There's gonna be
a great hallelujah day
when the boys
have
all come home to stay.
And a million bands begin to play.
We'll be dancing the victory polka.
And when we lift the torch of liberty
in each blacked out
land across the sea, when a man can proudly say, I'm free.
We'll be dancing the victory polka, and we will give a mighty cheer
when a ration book is just a souvenir.
And we'll leave a mighty sigh when each gal can kiss a boy she kissed goodbye. And we'll come marching down Fifth Avenue, the United Nations in
lovely dream has all come true.
We'll be dancing the victory polka. We'll be dancing the victory polka.
That's a lot of fun. Well, you know, there is something that we really enjoy doing at every performance. Well, we love every song we sing, but there's something that we love to do for our audiences because it gives us great pleasure to be able to let you know what our mission really is. We have a lot of fun songs, we have some silly songs and some serious songs, but this one's just basically what our mission is about. We honor every veteran. We honor every veteran's family. Any conflict, any time, right now. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to sing some songs, and we'd like to honor all of the veterans, all of your families. If you are a family member of a veteran, if you are a veteran, if you have someone serving right now, would you please stand when you hear your song, if you're able, and let us see you. Maybe we can bring the house lights up a little. I don't know.
Just,
I know that's
a nice touch.
Kind
there
of an impromptu request here, but
they're good.
Oh,
they're
wow.
On they're on it.
They're, oh, hey, there's a lot of you out there. Cool. That's pretty neat. Anyway, let's do this for you. We enjoy this so much. How about the Army?
Over hill, over dale, we will hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. Marching right about, and those caissons come rolling along. When it's high, high in the field artillery, sound off in numbers loud and strong. For where'er you go, you will always know that those caissons go rolling along.
I think I hear the Navy.
Anchors away.
How about you Coast Guard folks?
Here's to the Coast Guard marching song. We sing on land and sea.
about U.S. Air Force or Army Air Corps?
Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Have it, boys, give her the gun, give her the gun. Down we go, spouting our flames from under. Off the fort, hell of a
veterans and your families for everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we'd like to have a little fun right now. Maybe give away a couple of our CDs. One of the CDs we're giving away tonight is what we call our Honor Flight Special Edition. We've had the great privilege and honor to be involved with Honor Flight. How many of you out there know about Honor Flight? What a wonderful program it is, taking World War II veterans to Washington, D.C., to see their memorial, all free of charge. We charter entire airliners full of World War II vets and helpers, and it's just a great, great program. And to help us continue our work, we create a special CD. It's on sale over here tonight. You can come over anytime during the show and talk with our friend Jamie over there. It's available for $10, and that helps us continue our mission with Honor Flight. So far, there's been about 17,000, I think, World War II vets sent to Washington, D.C. Isn't that wonderful? We had the terrific honor of actually singing at the World War II Memorial Dedication in D.C., and what a beautiful place it is, those of you who have been there. So anyway, with the house lights up a little bit here, let's test your knowledge of the World War II era, and we'll give a couple of those CDs away.
Now, Bob, there are rules.
There are rules. What are they? I forget, though.
There are rules. You know, I'm the teacher in the group. You've got to raise your hand.
Okay.
You cannot shout out the
answer. No, your answer is only right if you say it on our microphone.
All right.
Otherwise, I have deaf ears.
Now, if the folks here can't get this, this is actually a two-part question.
Two parts.
I'm just going to be really sad.
What if only one person gets the first part and somebody else?
I don't know what we'll do. We'll figure it out.
We'll look
on the
for
fly.
Hands.
What model of aircraft was used on the Doolittle Raid on Tokyo?
Raise your hand. Before you were even done.
Raise your hand.
Hang
this
on.
Is a smart crowd.
Hang on.
Right,
we've got him right here.
She's going to get it. See if she gets an answer there.
The B-25 Mitchell.
Okay. Mitchell. Who was that named after?
What was that?
It was Billy Mitchell.
That's right.
General
Billy Mitchell. That man won a CD.
Congratulations.
Okay, it's just me.
All right. There was an insignia that was painted on the side of the PT boats in World War II, and it was a mosquito riding a torpedo, right? Who out there knows who designed that logo? Of the mosquito riding the torpedo.
I just happened to walk past this gentleman. I know there are so many, but here you go, sir.
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney is correct. Give that man a second.
All right, sir. There's our Honor Flight Special Edition. Thank you.
We were to have someone from Honor Flight here tonight. Is Jonathan Hardwick out there tonight? Is he here tonight? I don't know if he is. We wanted to talk just a little bit about, that Honor Flight program. It is just a wonderful, wonderful deal. And if you can get involved with it, please do get involved with it. It's a great time. I'd like to dedicate, because I'm a flyer myself, I'd like to dedicate a song to those who flew back in World War II. How many out there have seen the White Cliffs of Dover? Was that a comforting sight when you were coming back from a mission? Was it? Unbelievable. Unbelievable, the stories that we've heard out there about the White Cliffs. It's no wonder that it became really a favorite song of so many. So I'd like to see if I can maybe do it a little bit of justice tonight, but this is dedicated to all the flyers in World War II. Cliffs of Dover tomorrow.
just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after. Tomorrow and the world is free. The shepherds will tend their
to have Bing in with us.
Yeah, here. There we go. I'll tell you what. This is the time I leave the stage because I'm completely overshadowed and nobody notices me. So we'll see you a little later.
Well, I'll tell you a little story about those three hardworking ladies that we introduced to you a little while ago. The Andrews sisters actually got,
their big start?
Their big start. Their huge start.
Boogie Woogie was not the beginning for them.
No, their biggest start was found in a taxi cab as they were riding down the street. Mm-hmm. The sisters got together and began to sing a song, and we'd like to sing that for you tonight.
Indeed. Come on over here, sister.
By mere Mr. Shane, please let me explain. By mere Mr. Shane means you're grand. Language only helps me tell you how and do.
Thank you so very much. Well, you know, we have just a few moments, really, to be on stage with you. The night goes so fast. It is such a beautiful evening. And I know you probably hear this from other groups, but honestly, when we tell you that this is our favorite place to be all year, you gotta believe us, because this is it for us, folks. We are so happy to be here. We're pinching ourselves all the time because this is just the most special place to be. As a matter of fact, the people here are just terrific. It's amazing how you can feel when you're welcomed so much into a place. We walked in, and of course, we get fantastic, fantastic help from Steve. Steve's just awesome. You know, he runs this. I'm sure single-handedly. He just runs it all. No, I know. But Steve is awesome. And Jeff, he's amazing. He's up there somewhere. He's up there in that sound booth somewhere. And he's terrific. Judy, we just can't thank you enough for having us here. Now, I know we probably have forgotten some names, that specific names at the radio station, but people, we had a blast this morning. We got to go to the radio station here, EAA Radio, and we got to be interviewed, and we actually we made up a little jingle. So if you hear the jingle for EAA Radio, that's us-ins. That's us.
We just learned it. Yes, Ardith wrote it in the car. We learned it on the way here, just for you.
You know, just because this is such a special place, I told you. I told you it invokes special feelings, and it was inspiring. Actually, we thank everybody at the radio station, especially Farid. If you're out there, are you out there? I don't know if he's out there, but boy, oh boy. Anybody else who was at the station this morning, thank you. Thank you so much from all of us. All of us just are so grateful to you. You know, we also like to take a moment on stage. We sing, we dance, we have a blast. But we find that most people love to know a little bit about us. So we thought we'd just let you know a little bit about each one of us. Sometimes we get to chat with you afterwards, and that's always neat.
Wow. Hey, Ardith, did you hear that gasp when I walked out in a tux? Did you
hear that? Oh, my gosh.
Just enveloped the entire crowd.
No,
did you
Bob,
hear that?
We didn't.
We didn't hear it, but I'm sure it was there. Anyway, I'd like for you to meet Diane.
Hi. I am Diane Thomas. Thank you. I am from Nebraska City, Nebraska, the home of Arbor Day. If you've ever heard of Arbor Day, I'm sure you have. I am a teacher, a veteran teacher. I've been teaching 23 years. And 2 years ago, I took a little buyout and took a couple years off when my husband got shipped to Japan for his last 2 years in the Marine Corps. He just came home. And bummer, he's not here tonight. He's crop dusting. But yes, he gave 20 good years. And while he was gone, I somehow found time to run a bed and breakfast, hint, hint, in NebraskaCity.com, lodging, bed and breakfast, anyway.
All right.
Anyway.
Or talk to her after the show.
Yeah, talk to me after the show. Anyway, and I love singing with the Aviators, and this is Pam.
I got nothing to sell you, really. Hi, I'm Pam Crott. I've been married for 23 years to my wonderful husband, John. I have a 15-year-old son, Matthew, and an 11-year-old daughter, Nikki, and they're letting me know that I'm getting dumber every day. Pretty sure in 10 years I'll smarten right up. My real job during the day is I'm an assistant to the senior pastor at the Presbyterian Church in Omaha. So I know it all and can't say a word. That's how.
There's a few Presbyterians in the crowd. I can hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean. This is my friend Ardith.
Hello there. I'm Ardith Ohm. I'm from Elkhorn, Nebraska, which is basically Omaha, Nebraska. But to me, it's still going to be Elkhorn forever. We got annexed. That's an inside joke you don't know. Anyway, I have two grown sons, and they're wonderful young men. They're 25 and 23 years old. They're both musicians, and I couldn't be prouder of them. They're in the Omaha area playing music, and I love it. I'm a commercial voice talent, and that entails things that you may not like to hear, but I do try to be very, very nice to you when I say...
Tell them a little bit.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Click.
Ha ha ha. For more information, press 1.
Okay, we already hung up.
Anyway, I teach private voice lessons, and I'm the artistic director for the Aviators, and I love doing this. This is Bob.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bob Moser, and I conceived this group actually at that tree in the back of this theater about 15 years ago. I thought, you know, we've got these wonderful vintage airplanes. We need some vintage music on this stage to go along with it. I am an aviation instructor by trade. I do a little bit of instruction, a little bit of charter pilot work, and I teach at the university, the ground school classes, and just have a blast in aviation. Been coming to Oshkosh for a heck of a long time, and I happen to own a 1941 J5. Any Cub owners out there? Huh? All right. Very good. I named mine Rosie, after Rosie the Riveter. She actually flew about 2 weeks before Pearl Harbor was bombed. And I love my J5, wouldn't trade it for the world. But we just have a blast with this group, the people that we have met, and just keeping this wonderful music alive. What do you think of this 40s music? It just hasn't been an era like it.
And you know what? There's nothing like the schmoozy, oozy, lovey-dovey ones like this one.
Yeah.
Well, they don't write these harmonies anymore and these melodies.
I suppose you're right.
This is when you grab her hand. It'll make points, I swear.
That's right.
Dream when you're feeling blue.
They say